Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift, and tonight we continue our salute to Boulder's own Glenn Miller, and this time we'll continue on with the civilian band of the World War II years, so stay tuned for some fun sounds. As a special broadcast during this pledge time here on KGNU, we are saluting Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And after his meteoric rise to fame in 1939-1940, we then were headed straight into World War II. And while the band was known primarily for its danceable numbers, which were many, the band could occasionally produce some marvelous jazz. And here's one of my favorites. Here's I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem from a live late night broadcast. Thank you. an arrangement by Billy May and featuring Billy May on trumpet. That was I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem. You know, the most economical way to give to KGNU is by automatic bank withdrawals. No expiration dates or stolen cards, no fees, less postage and paper costs. It's greener and more efficient all the way around. Also, it may be easier to give $5 a month or whatever you fancy, then write a check for $60. Still, you get to choose a premium gift, and boy, we've got a bunch of them, particularly up in the Boulder studio. So if you'd like to be a sustainer of local radio, or as we refer to them as solar members, please get online with our website, kgnu.org, and become a solar member that sustains local radio on a monthly basis. And one of the privileges you get if you do so is you will be registered for a possible win of 3-day passes, a 4-day pass to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, June 15th through the 18th, of course, in Telluride, and to the annual Rocky Grass, July 28th through 30th this coming year. And of course, those tickets are hard to come by, very popular events, and lots of fun up in the hills during the summer. So once again, be sure to get online and let us know you appreciate what community radio gives to you. Once again, music as you hear it nowhere else. And my particular shift is Swing Shift, which I have been doing since 1979 for this studio and this station. So I actually put my money where my mouth is and contribute to the station as well. So if you appreciate the music of the big band years, please get online at kgnu.org and let us know you enjoy it, you like it. Next up is a tune that I think is really telling about Glenn Miller's personality. He and his wife, of course, met in Boulder, Colorado in the early 20s, and it took a while for them to get married, but sure enough, they did, and you know, there was never any hint of anything else going on for the rest of Glenn's life. He always considered Boulder home. And it's interesting that even though he didn't graduate from the University of Colorado, his intention was to retire to Boulder after the big band years were done and enjoy life next to the wonderful Flatirons. And he showed it in two very interesting ways. First, he received a sort of a basic outline of a tune from a guy named Fred Norman from Boulder, and he turned it into an instrumental that was very popular with the band. Didn't sell any million copies or anything like that, but it was called Boulder Buff, and we'll hear that in a second. But also, when his first movie was coming out, Sun Valley Serenade, which of course was a pretty big deal in 1941 with Glenn's band and with Sonia Henie and John Payne, he made sure that the premiere was at the Boulder Theater in Boulder, Colorado. Let's listen now to the Boulder Buff. Thank you. course, world events began to really transform the big band years after 1940. Of course, World War II broke out in Europe in 1939, and it increasingly looked like America's involvement in the war was inevitable. By 1940, of course, the draft was rekindled, and sure enough, Glenn Miller began to reflect a very patriotic sentiment, as did his listeners. And there are so many of the tunes of the Glenn Miller songbook that are directly related to the war effort. But this one I would like to dedicate to the Steins. By request, here's one of Glenn Miller's huge number one hits from the World War II years, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. Girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Don't give up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You're getting a third degree when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching.
With anyone else but me, I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me, and I'll be true till you come marching home.
A dedication to Mr. and Mrs. Al Stein. Of course, that was Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, and a vocal there by the Modern Ears, by Tex Beneke, and by Marion Hutton with the band, and a tune that's featured regularly by today's Glenn Miller Orchestra. You know, for over 30 years, good heavens, almost 40 years, KGNU has been an important part of this area's cultural fabric. Grown and changed along with the communities we serve, always keeping in mind that an important part of what we do is to reflect what it means to live here. Your support has helped shape the station into what it is today, radio that engages and challenges you and sparks your imagination, telling stories, asking questions, and hopefully helping us all learn and understand the world a little better. During this membership drive, KGNU is turning to you for help to make sure that the ideals and missions of community radio continue to thrive, and it's still a place for radio that matters. So you can pledge securely online. It's very, very easy. It takes only about 5 minutes at kgnu.org. And our theme for this spring drive of 2017 is community radio now more than ever. And I thought that was very telling today in light of the president's budget proposal slashing funds for community radio, for community television, public television, and for the arts to nothing. So if this kind of service where you can call up the DJ and talk to him or her and request the songs you like to hear is important to you, remember to get online at kgnu.org and pledge your support so that we can continue doing this, regardless of what Washington may or may not do. And the goal for tonight's show, and I'm off the air at 10 o'clock, is $120. So we can make that. Let's join together and make it happen at kgnu.org. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, sure enough, Hollywood would beckon, as it did many of the big bands. If you watch the musicals of the early 1940s and through the war, you'll see many big bands sometimes dressed in silly costumes. I can remember Tommy Dorsey's orchestra being dressed up as if they were at Louis XV's palace in France. I can certainly remember Jimmy Dorsey being dressed up in Arabic costume for a Abbott and Costello movie. It was amazing what they did, but they actually enjoyed making those movies. It was a lot of fun, and of course they got to rub elbows with a lot of Hollywood people of those years. But I think Sun Valley Serenade and Orchestra Wives, the two films that Glenn Miller's orchestra was featured in, are really two of the best. And it's interesting to note that it came from 20th Century Fox in those days. And 20th Century Fox and MGM were experimenting with stereo as early as 1930. And certainly were trying to advance the cause of better sound in theaters. And you can hear from these recordings the high fidelity compared to the regular recorded disc of Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and one of my favorites by Harry Warren. Here is I Know Why and So Do You.
Do. And why have I
The opening number from Sun Valley Serenade from 1941, I Know Why and So Do You. As I mentioned earlier, Glenn Miller began to increasingly introduce songs that had direct impact on the war effort. And of course, everyone in those days was doing the bond drives and donating to the cause. One of the things that many of the big band leaders did is dig pretty deep into marches and see what they could come up with and put them to swing time. And this is one of the greats, originally written, of course, by Sousa and now turned into a big hit by Glenn Miller's band. Here's the American Patrol.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and that actually was from Orchestra Wives, the second movie that Glennon's band was featured in 1942. And American Patrol, wonderful arrangement. Still played every time I've seen the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Incidentally, I just found out today that the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is going to be in Boulder Tuesday afternoon and evening at the Boulder Dinner Theater. And so very quickly, of course, I contacted my friend Barbara Dorsey, and we'll be going up. So I hope you'll join us as you hear one of the few, as I say, big bands play the music the way it should be played, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, Tuesday at the Boulder Dinner Theater. For tonight's purposes, please remember a community radio station is a connecting point for people, ideas, and information. During the recent Four-Mile fire, KGNU provided critical information about the fire, the evacuation, and the relief efforts. Since then, KGNU has continued to provide updates and assisted fire victims in in-depth discussions of policy issues related to humans and fire and the problems along the Front Range. So please, if you enjoy the music here on KGNU or you enjoy the news here on KGNU, the place to show your support this evening is through kgnu.org. Just very quickly, let us know that you appreciate community radio in the Denver-Boulder area. And while we're at it, we've recently been able to expand once again into the Fort Collins area. So we invite those people who may be hearing us as new listeners to join us here and to enjoy community radio as you hear it nowhere else. We were talking about the American Patrol and Glenn's efforts, but you know, one of the songs that was written for the movies was a tune by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon that the band really didn't think was going to go anywhere. They actually went to Glenn and said, "Can't we play something else?" And much to their surprise, well, I'll let the radio broadcast explain it.
I want to present Mr. W. Wallace Early, the manager of record sales for Victor and Bluebird Records. Mr. Early.
Thanks, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. And speaking for RCA Victor, we're mighty proud of that Chattanooga choo-choo and the man who made the record, Glenn Miller. You see, it's been a long time, 15 years, in fact, since any record has sold 1 million copies. And Chattanooga Choo Choo certainly put on steam and breezed right through that 1 million mark by over 200,000 pressings. And we decided that Glenn should get a trophy. The best one we could think of was a gold record of Chattanooga. And now, Glenn, it's yours, with the best wishes of RCA Victor Bluebird Records.
Well, thank you, Wally. That's really a wonderful present.
I think everyone listening in on the radio should know, Glenn, it actually is a recording of Chattanooga Choo Choo, but it's in gold, solid gold, and it's really fine.
That's right, Paul. And now for the boys in the band and for the whole gang, thanks 1,200,000.
That's nicely put, Glenn, and I know that our sponsors are mighty proud of that record, too. So now, suppose we enjoy you and the boys playing what's on that gold record. Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Thank you. you say?
Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version.
Of really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo?
I've got my fare.
And just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer.
And you have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get a boat.
Yes, indeed. The first gold record was awarded to Glenn Miller and his orchestra for Chattanooga Choo Choo. And incidentally, if you're interested, you can go up and take a look at that gold record at the Glenn Miller Archive in Boulder and all his other gold records that he would later acquire. And there's lots of fascinating things at the music archives at CU these days. And they were recently given a wonderful collection of Tommy Dorsey memorabilia that took up a semi-load. So I can hardly wait to get a hold of that once they get a chance to go through it and archive it a little bit. Or if you're a student of the University of Colorado and love this music, as I did when I was going to the University of Colorado, donate some time and really some interesting things at CU these days. A reminder, we are still in the midst of our spring fundraising drive. We only come to you two times per year. So it's very important that we receive the support we need from you, the KGNU listener. As I mentioned earlier, the government doesn't supply funds like they did when I started in 1979. And increasingly, it's down to the listeners to support these types of efforts and make sure that they remain on the air for a good time to come. We encourage you to contribute whatever you feel comfortable contributing at kgnu.org. That's kgnu.org. And we thank you for your support and for your listenership very much here at this station. Well, the band learned its lesson from Chattanooga Choo Choo. And when they went into Orchestra Wives, they didn't complain about anything they were given by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. And they were more than happy to do another tune that had sort of a local flavor to it. Another huge success for Glenn, of course, that's I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Thank you. at the campus dance.
Wait until you see her, you'll agree. My hometown gal's the only one for me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal.
In Kalamazoo.
Boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by,
my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal. A real pipperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal
in Kalamazoo.
KGNU is more than just a radio station.
My name is Olivia Jones, and I'm the American Literature teacher at Manuel High School. So I was lucky enough to go on a field trip to KGNU Boulder as an undergraduate student at CU, and it stuck with me, this idea that it was possible for radio to be community-driven, and I remembered that. And then when I became a teacher at Manuel High School last year, I'd always wanted to share that with my students. And the students at Manuel High School have often been frustrated at the way they are represented in the media. And so when we talked about the power of storytelling and who has a voice to share with the community and who has the power to tell those stories, they really expressed frustration and felt disempowered that they never felt they could speak for themselves and people were always speaking for them. And I remembered KGNU's mission and vision, and I reached out to Maeve. And she immediately replied and said she would love to have students come on air. And I think being able to share that with students and seeing a complete transformation in my classroom, that students were so motivated to write these poems because they knew there was an authentic audience and they knew they had a chance to share their life experience with other people. I think that was the most incredible experience, and it was such a gift of KGNU to give them that opportunity. And I think I've seen a huge shift since then about they're constantly looking for ways to use what we're doing in the classroom to make real change in the community. They're not content just writing essays to turn into me anymore. And I think that kind of motivation and shift in mindset for my students has been completely transformational. And it's all thanks to KGNU. You have the opportunity right now to become a member of one of the most incredible, unique organizations here in Colorado. And our community is dependent on KGNU telling these stories that are often marginalized and not told. And you should support KGNU today. It's one way to make a huge difference. And it's just one easy phone call.
What does KGNU mean to you? Go to KGNU.org to show your support.
Just like Leanne Slater did. Excuse me, Leanne. And we want to thank Leanne for becoming a renewing member of KGNU. And she comments, I believe, in the Now More Than Ever campaign, thank you for all you do for our community, our world. What a wonderful thought. So join Leanne and become a member of KGNU. We sure appreciate the support. And remember, it's very easy at kgnu.org. The next few tunes will encompass the latter part of Glenn Miller's Civilian Band, and you'll hear the reasons why after we hear the big hit from his Orchestra Wives movie of 1942. Here is At Last.
Play another new tune from Orchestra Wife, and this time Ray sings the lyric, At Last.
We seem to have some gremlins in the machine tonight, and that was At Last. And at the end of that particular tune and that broadcast, it was announced that Glenn had joined the Army, and he would form a legendary AAF orchestra that would carry on through the rest of the war. And unfortunately, we lost Glenn Miller as he was flying across the English Channel at Christmas time of 1944, trying to arrange time for the band in Paris and to be as close to the front as he could possibly be to entertain the men. But let's see if we can't get some cooperation from the machines now, because the closing of Glenn Miller's Chesterfield broadcasts in 1942 are really remarkable. And I think you'll enjoy listening to the guest trumpet player on this next number. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it appears we aren't going to be able to do that because the Gremlins have taken over the machine now, and the CD player, unfortunately, won't play anymore. I certainly want to thank you very much for listening to KGNU's Swing Shift. Since 1979, it's been my pleasure to present the music of the big band years and to receive all your comments and requests over the years. It's certainly been a lot of fun for me. And 38 years later, I'm still here every week, every Thursday, presenting the music that I love. And I hope it's music that has a special place in your heart, too. You know, once again, one of the things that I've always enjoyed about KGNU is they've never told me what to do or how to do it. They've just said, go do a good job. And I've always tried to do that, always tried to be quite a spokesman for the roots of American music. And I want to tell you that it's certainly been a lot of fun over the years to listen to all of you as you said, well, gee, I've sure enjoyed hearing that, but I'd sure like to hear something else. A reminder, though, folks, if you do have any comments, suggestions, or requests, they're always welcome here at KGNU like they aren't at other radio stations. You can always reach me on Thursday nights here at our Denver studio, which is 303-825-0619 or at kgnu.org. And while you're at kgnu.org, why don't you consider making a little contribution to Swing Shift and to the folks at this station who have kept things going for almost 40 years now. It's pretty incredible. KGNU.org is the place to be. I'm going to turn things over to the jazz folks here a little early this evening in light of the gremlins that I've run into, and I apologize once again for that. But as we approach the 10 o'clock hour, I do want to let you know that this is KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at KGNU and afterfm.com. I'm going to turn it over now for Jerry and jazz.
Ha ha ha! I'm Joel Davis. Join me on the March 16th Thursday afternoon Sound Alternative for songs of love and revolution. Music to help lend meaning to our world today. Songs about what we're fighting for and reminders that we're all in this together. We'll be accepting your contributions to KGNU, whose mission is more critical than ever. We'll also be offering a special digital mixtape to all who give during the show. That's Music of Love and Revolution on the Thursday afternoon Sound Alternative, March 16th from noon to 3, right here on Listener Powered KGNU, community radio for the Front Range and beyond.
Rise, rise into the divine, seek and you shall find this song of freedom.
And that was Afternoon Sound Alternative. This is Jazz Lives, and I'm Jerry Maddock. I'll be your host right up until around midnight, so I hope you'll stick around. Now, I know you've, let me tell you about our theme for the night. This evening, we'll be listening to Canadian jazz musicians. I'm calling the show A Cool Breeze from the North, because we are listening to Canadian jazz musicians. And we just heard from one. That was Maynard Ferguson with his orchestra of 1962. Maynard was born and bred in Quebec, the province of Quebec. So that's going to be our theme. And to go along with that theme, I have a very special multi-disc set from Oscar Peterson, who is probably one of the greatest to ever play the jazz piano. And he was mentored, not directly but indirectly, by Art Tatum. Art Tatum started to go down in the mid-40s. And that's when Oscar Peterson really came onto the stage in a big way. This set is a three-disc set. The first two discs, Oscar pulls together his original trio of Ray Brown on the bass and Herb Ellis on the guitar, and they're playing live in the Blue Note in New York. On the third disc in the set, Oscar is joined by Benny Carter on alto saxophone and Clark Terry on the trumpet and the flugelhorn. So that's two at the Blue Note and then one in the studio. This set is now out of print, but it can be yours for a pledge of $120 or more. Now, if you're very smart, what you'll do is make that $10 a month, so it'll be easy on your pocketbook. And you also can join with those monthly pledges the Solar Program, the supporter of local radio. And that's very advisable because there's some perks that come with that. So all that having been said, let me just say that you can go to there's only one of these sets that's available, so the first one is first served. Go to your cell phone, your smartphone, or to your computer and bring up kgnu.org. Make that pledge. Tell the folks that there's a comments section in the pledge form. Tell them that you want that Oscar Peterson triple play, it's called, because it's three CDs. You want that set, and then you'll be enrolled for it. Easy as that. Well, I've been talking a lot, so let's get on to some more music from another Canadian. And who do you think it is? Why, it's Oscar Peterson, of course. This is from the second CD. It's the lead-off tune, and it's called Kelly's Blues.